And particularly for residents this morning living in the Williamtown Red Zone, have probably been paying quite a bit of attention to some of the happenings out of Canberra in the last 48 hours with the announcement of another ongoing review, particularly into the PFAS remediation work. And one of the MPs that's been looking at this entire issue for quite some time is Meryl Swanson, the MP for Paterson, and she'll be a part of this review as it unfolds. And it coincidentally used to have the job that I now hold. So, Meryl, you're coming back to take mine so I can have a holiday?
Some days I'd like to do that, Mark. How are you? Good morning.
Grass is always greener, is it not?
No, it's... Look, I really am enjoying being in Parliament, but I have to say this PFAS issue is something that... In fact, from right where you are now is when I first learnt about it and when I started my crusade on behalf of the people of Williamtown, because, you know, it was such a shock to all of us. And this latest announcement that there's going to be yet another inquiry is extremely frustrating. I sit on the subcommittee that's going to conduct the inquiry, and my protestation was, if we are going to have another one, because the government decides if we're going to have one or not, if we're going to have another one, it needs to try and look at something meaningful. So I pushed for looking at the remediation and how this government is applying the technology that they say they are. And of course, you know, the issues surrounding the first inquiry, well, the second inquiry, we've now actually had three inquiries, Mark. We had that initial inquiry that was conducted by the Senate. We then had a second inquiry that was conducted by a subcommittee of House and Joint Standing Committee. So, and that was the one where Andrew Lamming came out and said, you know, these people should be compensated. That was something that we had been calling for, and I sat on that committee. Now, he was removed as chair of the committee after he came out and said that. So now we've got another chair in John McVeigh. Now, look, John's not a bad person. I mean, he represents a groom which has got Oakey. But clearly, you know, as a member of the government, I feel that he should be pushing harder for his community. And the
which
thing is that the government,
yeah.
Well, they didn't respond to... The second inquiry, this is the problem, you know, we've put recommendations forward. They were a really good set of recommendations, and they haven't even had the decency to respond to that. In fact, the Defence Minister put forward a response when we called for it and said, basically, I'm not responsible now, and the response is not ready. Well, why isn't it ready? This is the thing. I mean, they are the government, and they've had years and years, and they still have not adequately dealt with this.
Meryl, can you obviously understand the frustration of locals in the Williamtown area, but also the likes of Lindsay Clout from the Coalition Against PFAS, when they see yet another inquiry coming up and they say, well, you know, we've had a couple of these, we know what needs to be done, but is this just going to be another talk fest where we all just blab on for a while, and then for those who have to live in these areas and more areas across the country, and a couple of schools in the Hunter impacted this week where nothing meaningful happens?
I absolutely understand the frustrations, Mark. I know Lindsay. I know many of the people who live in the red zone. I communicate with them on a regular basis. And, you know, I'm constantly putting up the fight here in Canberra. You know, what's going on with PFAS? I took the story from Matthew Kelly and the Newcastle Herald along to caucus this morning and was showing it to my caucus colleagues. You know, I am constantly pushing this barrow. Look, the frustration is, as I said a moment ago, that they haven't dealt with that first inquiry and the good recommendations we put forward. And it really now, I mean, we've seen the news out of Queensland this week. This is a big deal. Erin Brockovich, you know, has now become involved via Shine Lawyers. They're representing the communities of Catherine and Oakey. And, of course, we have lawyers representing Williamtown in a class action. Now, I made a speech in Parliament last week calling on the Attorney-General to instruct the government lawyers to settle that class action. They have been sent to mediation, which basically means that a judge is going to oversee mediation between our communities. It's a joint class action, so it's Williamtown, Oakey and Catherine. The judge is going to oversee mediation between those communities in the class action and the government lawyers. Now, I appealed to the Attorney General in Parliament last week. I said he needs to instruct the government lawyers to reach a settlement. My community should not be dragged through a court case. They should come up with a fair and just solution for that community. Now, if that doesn't happen, of course, we've now got a court date of April the 1st next year, which is, some might say, adding insult to injury with it being April Fool's Day. It's a most unfortunate date, but nonetheless, it is the date. So if the Attorney General cannot get the lawyers to do as they should with this, then we are going to have to go to a trial. And I am just pushing for justice for the people of Williamtown and, of course, more broadly, the people of Oakey and Catherine as well. I mean, they have been through enough, Mark. It is, you know, long overdue, and anyone who's reasonable knows that.
Oh, for sure, Meryl. And obviously, if there were able to be some settlements happen and you know, let all of these folks get on with their lives, that would be the best solution. If not, it's a court date, like you said, in April next year. Just very quickly, in 30 seconds, Meryl, what can we realistically expect to happen out of the latest inquiry? What are we hoping for as a minimum standard?
Look, as a minimum standard, we may get some updates, and I'm going to be pushing for updates to find out just what is exactly happening with remediation. I know that there are a number of technologies that the government has commissioned, and there are some good companies. In fact, there's a couple of local companies who've been doing some good work on water filtration. So there has been some work done in terms of, you know, bringing on board technology to deal with some of the contamination. But we know that, you know, we've been told it's going to be 50 years. In the meantime, people can't be expected to sit around and wait that long. But I am interested to see, and I want the government, because the government hasn't shared what it's doing, I want to know what it's actually doing in relation to the clean-up as well. Of course, we're still pushing on the compensation front, but I want to know what's going on with the clean-up as well.
All right, Meryl, we'll keep in contact, and we'll hopefully we can get something out of this next TalkFest that's on the way. Always a pleasure. And, Meryl, there is a weekend shift on the radio, I think.
Thanks a lot, Mark. It's always going to be close to my heart. You just keep playing those great 2NURFM tunes.
Well, the computer system hasn't changed, so I'm sure you've still got the same one.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. Ta-da.
That's Meryl Swanson joining on 2NURFM 103.7.